Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to episode 8 of Little Orphan Amy. As you remember from last week, Amy had just been rescued from the middle of the Pacific Ocean by Cliff and Ashley in a stolen boat, Clem in a rubber life raft, and the rest of the gang in Bitsy Piece's aeroplane. We now go back to Acme Hall, where Bruce Queen and Leroy are playing cards.
You got any sevens?
No, Bruce, I don't. Go fish.
How come I always lose at this game? Coach says it's real fun, but I never win. I like to win. If I don't win in the field, Coach don't let me have any Gatorade with my meat at dinner. I like Gatorade.
Hey guys, guess what? I was just listening to my Sumbeachy 12-channel police scanner radio, and it said that the Clam Beach Police Department just arrested 9 people for stealing a boat.
So?
They arrested Amy and Cliff and Ashley and Tommy and Sandy and Mary Lou and Clem and Susie and Bitsy.
I hope they have spittoons there. If they don't, Clem's gonna be powerful angry.
Oh, Spradley, that's too bad about those guys. Hey, what happened to all your top buttons? I didn't know you had a nick.
Somebody pilfered all the top buttons off of my shirts. That makes me very angry. If I don't get them back tonight, you guys are all gonna get it.
What you gonna do? Make more green 25?
No, I'm gonna just wait and see, and I'll get the last laugh.
That little twerp scares me.
I know what you mean.
We now go to the Clam Beach Police Station, where the gang is being held prisoner.
All right, you guys, you're all charged with Section 444.229 of the Clam Beach Municipal Code, stealing the police chief's ski boat. You got that? Bail is $10 a person since you did return it. Just pay the chief on the way out.
But, officer, we all didn't steal the boat. I was out in the middle of the ocean, and they were all on the airplane looking for me.
Oh, that's another thing. Motorizing a private plane on the municipal beach, the Clam Beach Municipal Code 318.229, and it's also $10. That brings the total for you young punks up to $100. Pay or spend the night here.
I don't have any money. I was being taken out tonight. Do any of you guys have any money?
I have $10.
All I have is my tobacco can. I don't hanker much to giving up that to a small town cop.
Say, hey, man, I'll dig into my beer and munchie fun here. Here's another $10.
We're still $80 short. What are we going to do?
Oh, well, man, you say $80? Hey, I just made a deal today and got $80 for it. Hey, here it is.
That makes 100. Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, guys, let's go back to the plane and fly home.
The gang flies back to the airport and drives from there back to Acme Hall in Sandy and Tommy's van.
Hey, Tommy, this reminds when we went to Wyoming De Oro a few months ago.
Yes, Susie, it does. Maybe sometime we can take in a second feature.
Sounds like fun.
How could you guys possibly have fun doing that? Ugh! The whole thing is so gross, it sends shivers up my spine.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
When we went to Wyoming De Oro, Susie and Tommy stayed in the van the whole night. And, well, you know, they fooled around.
No shit. That sounds like what Mary Lou and I do all the time in my pickup truck.
Clem, you promised that you wouldn't tell anybody about that.
I forgot. Sorry, Mary Lou.
They all arrive at Acme Hall and all go to bed. To get a much-needed night's sleep. The next morning, Bradley Woolworth gets up early to put his plan into action, since he didn't get his buttons back.
Now, all I do is push this button and all the toilets will back flush and fill the entire bathroom with water. By the time they wake up, they'll all have to go swimming. That button's pushed. Now I'll go someplace dry.
Bradley goes to someplace dry and the bathroom starts filling up with water. A couple of hours later, the bathroom is completely full of water and its doors are under a great strain. The door breaks down just as Tommy Tubes is heading down the hall to take his morning shower. Now, when most people see an 8-foot wall of water, they panic. But Tommy is a surfer through and through. He immediately runs back to his room to get his surfboard and Beach Boys records and his roommate.
Hey, Sandy, get your ass out of bed. There's this huge wave out in the hall. Let's go catch it.
Huh? Oh, okay, let's go. Oh, my God, look at all the water. The whole dorm must be a foot deep. Hey, look, here comes a wave down the hall.
Sandy and Tommy spend the next half hour riding the wave back and forth down the hall. All the while, the water level is getting higher and higher. By the time Bruce Queen gets up, the water is about 3 feet deep outside of his door.
Well, I guess I'll go take a shower. I wonder why the carpet's wet by the door here. The door sure is hard to open. It feels like the whole defense squad of the Kuyama Condors is piled outside of it. There, it's open. Oh my God, Omar, I'm gonna drown. I can't swim. Coach was gonna teach me sometime.
Hey, Bruce, what's the matter with you? Why are you laying in all that water?
Didn't you get wet when you opened your door?
Yeah. I was upstairs at Mary Lou's all night. Yeah, I just came down here and there's water all over the place. Those two hippies are riding their surfboards all over the place, and you're lying there in the water. What in the hell went on here last night anyway?
I don't know. I just opened the door, and all this water came in on me. I thought I was gonna drown. I don't know how to swim. Coach was gonna teach me how to swim. I like Coach. He's nice to me.
You don't suppose this is Bradley Woolworth's major inconvenience, do you?
That little twerp. If it is, I'll kill him. Hey, watch out there.
Sandy and Tommy go on by on their surfboards, almost running over Bruce, who is still lying in all of the water.
Hey, Sandy, suppose that we should save Amy? She's probably seen enough water already this weekend.
Yeah, it might be a good idea. I guess we should climb in the window so that she doesn't drown. The water's still getting deeper. It's higher than her bed now.
Hey, this is really great. Who would believe that the dorm could be 4 feet underwater? Oh, well, let's go get Amy.
Sandy and Tommy go to save Amy as Susie, Bitsy, and Mary Lou all arrive from their rooms.
Look at that, girls. There's 4 feet of water in the staircase here. I wonder if the hall is wet, too.
I hope my little water buffalo's all right. Oh, well, I guess I'll just have to go get wet and see if Clem's okay.
I'll go with you, Mary Lou. I hope Amy's all right.
Wait a minute, girls. I'll go with you.
Clem, are you all right? What happened?
Well, I think this is Bradley Woolworth's major inconvenience.
What y'all doing up on top of the desk, Bruce?
I can't swim, and I don't want to drown.
We leave this scene and switch to outside, where Sandy and Tommy are trying to break into Amy's room.
Hey, Tommy, do you know how to open these windows?
Yeah, just push it in the center and slide it open, like this.
Hey, that's pretty good. I never knew how to do that.
Ah! What are you doing in here? This is a private room!
Sorry, Amy, we wanted to save you from the water.
What water?
Well, there's about 4 feet of water outside your door, and we didn't want you to open the door and drown.
That sounds like a pretty fishy story, Sandy Shores.
Really, it's true, Amy. Here, I'll show you.
Tommy proceeds to open the door and all of the water comes pouring in and pins the three of them against the back wall of the room.
Nice going, idiot. Here we try to avoid getting her wet and you go and almost drown us all.
Where did all that water come from? You guys weren't kidding.
I don't know exactly where it came from, Amy. All I know is it's here.
Oh well, we might as well just swim out and see how everybody else is doing. You can swim, can't you, Amy?
Oh yes, I was a swimming champion back in Galt. I did the breaststroke better than anybody else.
I wouldn't touch that line with a 10-foot pole.
As everybody starts talking about the water, we join the heads, Cliff and Ashley, in their room. Being out of it as usual, they don't realize there's anything out of the ordinary going on.
Say, hey, man, I wonder how old Todd is doing over there in the hospital.
Oh, wow, man, I forgot about him. I hope he's all right. Hey, maybe we should go down and see how he is. I'm dressed. You ready to go?
Yeah, man, just a second. I gotta water the plants here.
Hey, man, let's climb out the window. There's some people I owe some stuff to, and I don't want to see them right now.
The heads climb out of the window, thereby avoiding the flood, and head down to the infirmary. Meanwhile, Bitsy is trying to teach Bruce Queen on how to swim.
Okay, Bruce. You just have to learn how to float before you can learn how to swim.
Okay, how do I float?
Bruce, you sure are a dumb one. All you have to do is lie on top of the water.
But every time I try, I just sink to the bottom and lie there. You know, it's cold and wet down on the bottom of the swimming pool.
No, why don't you just go to the surface? You know how, just paddle with your arms. Hey, Bruce, why don't you climb off the desk and try it? Just go to the bottom. When you run out of air, go for the top.
Okay. But don't let me drown.
Bruce proceeds to jump off the desk, and he plummets to the bottom of the water, where he proceeds to turn blue.
Look at him! He's turning blue down there! He looks just like a beached whale!
Maybe we should try to save him.
Why the hell should we? If he can't swim when he's drowning, hell, he'll never be able to swim.
Oh, Clem, I think he's gonna die! Pull him up!
Oh, all right, but just for you.
Clem pulls Bruce up from the floor and he sputters for breath for a while. We take Aldi from the scene and join Cliff and Ashley at the infirmary trying to find out about Todd.
I'm sorry, sirs. If you can't tell me the patient's last name, I can't give you any information about him.
Oh, wow, nurse. We've got to see him, and we don't even know his last name. He might not even have one. He had...
Long Latin phrase?
And he was slowing down all the time.
Yeah, nurse. We got to see him. He was our best friend. He could smoke
more... Oh, him. He left this morning. They came to take him away.
Say, hey, did he kick the bucket?
Oh, well, man, I hope not.
No, he didn't die. He was sent to the Mayo Clinic. He had a most interesting problem. He was slowing down, and then all of a sudden he sped up. We couldn't keep up with him. It was just unbelievable. So we sent him to the Mayo Clinic.
Oh, well, man, that's too bad. What's going to happen to him now?
They're going to try and slow him down, of course. It's a new process they developed. They have a grant from the government to work on him.
Say, hey, what are they going to be doing to him?
I'm only a nurse, young man. If I knew, we would treat him here.
Say, hey, babe, sorry.
Well, I bet by now you're all wondering what has happened to Amy, Tommy, and Sandy. Well, Tuff, we're going to tell you anyway. It seems that Sandy got the munchies and the three of them went to a Chinese restaurant for lunch.
I've never been to a Chinese restaurant before. In Galt, all we have is a B&X root beer stand.
Hey, man, what'd you order?
Would you have anything special today?
Hey, man, these refried octopus.
Yeah, that sounds horrible. I guess we'll just have a service for three then and some tea and tofu to go along with it.
Hey, man, that sounds good to me. Back in a flash.
We now go back to Acme Hall, where Bruce and Clem are trying to figure out where all of the water is coming from.
Hey, Clem, where do you think all the water is coming from?
Well, Bruce, since the only place that has water in it around here is the bathroom, I'd say the water's probably coming from the bathroom.
Oh, that sounds like it might be true. I'll ask Coach later on. How are we going to stop it?
Why don't we just go outside and turn off the main valve for the building?
Okay, let's go. Where is it?
What?
The main valve.
Oh, it's outside somewhere. Let's go out the back here.
Hey, Clem, what's that big pop thing over there with the handle on it?
That's the main valve, you dumb jock.
Don't call me that. Coach says it's not nice. What do we do with the valve?
We just turn the handle till the water stops. Give me a hand with this thing, will you?
Okay. Which way do I turn it?
This way, Bruce. This way.
Clem and Bruce get the valve closed and the water starts draining out of the building.
Hey, look, the water's going down. It's below my waist now.
Yeah, it's really going down fast. I wonder what they did.
I hope that nothing is ruined from all of the water.
The water completely drains out of the building and Clem and Bruce rejoin the girls inside.
Well, girls, there you go. All the water's gone.
Oh, Clem, you're my hero, you little water buffalo.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Good morning, everybody. What's all this water from?
We don't know. It just showed up this morning.
It just showed up, huh?
Yeah. All of a sudden, the dorm was full of water. Bruce almost drowned it.
Oh, well, I'll find out who did it, and I'll kill him. By the way, how's my car?
Oh, it's down at the bottom of the ocean by now. It sank just after we got Amy out of it.
My car's at the bottom of the ocean. What happened?
Well... After the sharks had been bumping it for a while, it just rolled over like a pig in a mud hole and sank to the bottom.
Sharks? What sharks?
The sharks that were trying to eat Amy.
Did you get the upholstery wet?
Oh, a fair question, one which has been much on me mind.
We now go back to the Chinese restaurant and Amy, Sandy, and Tommy.
Hey, man, did you guys want the fried squid or the mugo gaipan, man?
What in the hell is the Mugu Gaipan, man?
Mugu Gaipan is the dish, and you're the man, man.
Oh, by the way, what part of China are you from to pick up that strange accent?
Hey, man, Acapulco.
Wait a minute, isn't that in there?
Hey, Amy, you want to try the squid?
I don't think so, Tommy.
Okay, we'll have the Mugu Gaipan, man, whatever the hell that is.
Well, we now move to the girls' shower room in the dorm where Bradley Woolworth... Oh, well, once again, we seem to have run out of script. Well, thanks to the typist who leaves us hanging in the girls' shower room, pardon the pun. Anyway, don't forget to tune in next week when we will discover what Mugu Gaipan really is, what kind of picture postcards Todd will have at the Mayo Clinic, will Dave Stern's Honda be dug out of sea for a Datsun commercial, will Susie Swiss Cheese ever get used to Mary Lou slobbering all over Clem, who will foot the bill for... for the Great Dorm Flood, and what is Bradley Woolworth really doing in the girls' shower room? That is, besides taking a shower. And finally, is it true that Williams Brothers' new special on 7-Up is the lowest price ever quoted?
Little Orphan Annie was written, played, directed, and produced by the QCPR management.